The following program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. It's time now for the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Here's your host for the program, Joseph J. Zoppi.
Hello. Welcome to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, a real estate investor, consumer advocate, author, and managing partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You could reach us at templarcashforhouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R, cashforhouses.com. That's one word. Or you could call us at 973-240-8593. And we can answer any questions you may have, or email us from our website, and we could possibly put on the show any topics you want discussed, or if you just want to ask us any questions in general. For first-time listeners, my company is a real estate investment firm. We buy houses for cash. We purchase apartment buildings. We do joint ventures with other real estate investors. We loan money for rehabs and provide transactional and gap funding. We will work with individuals that want to invest with us in single family houses up to apartment buildings. We do not speculate, and we're very protective of our money and our investors' money. I'm not a real estate agent, and we're not a brokerage, but I have individuals on staff that are agents that can sell your house through the traditional multiple listing service. This show will go over everything there is about real estate and those things that impact real estate. We'll talk about our rehabs and some of our investments, what went well, what did not go well, and especially how we learned from them. We'll talk about the economy and interest rates. We'll discuss trends in the real estate market. Real estate is one of your biggest investments, so it's important you know as much as possible about it. I'm going to provide you with my opinion. It's only my opinion. I strongly encourage everyone to do lots of research in anything they do. Again, through recommendations are always very important. And they, you know, everybody always says, you know, get recommendations. But again, you need to ask lots of questions with the individuals that are given the recommendations. Because again, something that might be good for someone else might not be good for you or another individual. So that's very important that you ask lots of questions about the type of person it is, the type of service they're providing, and all those things that are necessary, whether they're on time, if they're late, you know, do they have to come back numerous times? And that's for contractors, or, you know, anything else from a CPA perspective where things are not clear. The other thing that I did discuss last week, and I'll bring that up also in terms of recommendation, is experience. Just because you have a lot of experience doesn't mean you're really good. You know, a lot of people say, well, they have 20 years experience. And I went through this example last week with an agent that said she had 22 years experience. Well, she might add 22 years experience, but she was not good. So it does not matter the number of years of experience. When I first started a long time ago in IT, I had like 2 years experience, 3 years experience, and I started at a insurance company. And I came in there and I was running circles around the individuals that had a lot of experience, like 20 years experience, so on and so forth. And, you know, they knew a very small piece of the puzzle from an IT perspective. And the 2 or 3 years of experience that I had, plus my studying in college, I was, you know, leaps and bounds above them. I could produce things quicker, and the technology I knew better. It doesn't matter always the number of years experience. It matters about the person. And sometimes that's very hard to determine if the person is who they say they are. You know, it's like when we hire individuals, you never know if you're getting a good person or someone that's not good. They might look great on a resume, but it, you know, doesn't translate in terms of an effective employee. And I think that's one of the biggest things that's always a challenge for business owners. I was speaking to someone today on individuals, and she owns a deli, and we're talking a little bit about her expansion or possible expansion. And the biggest thing she says is, you know, getting people. And then I correct her. I says, getting people is not the issue. It's getting good people. So that's always a challenge. But I have a great team, and I'm very blessed with that. So I'm always very happy with my group, and you know, I'm very, very blessed, like I said, and it translates into great customer service for our clients, and that's just what we are. Also, I'd like to have a shout out to Jim and Sandy, as well as Paulette. Thank you guys for listening. I would also like to ask anyone that's right now looking for a position. I'm looking for a number of positions, and you'll probably hear me talk about this for a considerable amount of time. And that's because right now I'm looking for a position for a financial person, 6 or 7. You know, it takes a long time to find, like I said, good people. And the individual I'm looking for is for mergers and acquisitions type of individual. And that's really for the acquisitions of apartment complexes. This individual needs to be able to crunch numbers really well, strong financial background, maybe a previous CPA, someone that's, you know, very hardworking and wants a good challenge, and that's the biggest thing. So we're again expanding, and we're looking for apartment complexes throughout the country, not all states, like California, no, and New York, no, and Oregon, Washington, a number of those states we're shying away from right now, but other ones, you know, we're very bullish on, and we'll continue to be bullish. I'll probably discuss, if I have time today, on some of the growth trends throughout the United States in terms of what states are having net increases of people as opposed to decreases of, you know, population, and there's a number of them. And it's pretty unique the way they're looking at things in terms of where people are migrating and where they're leaving. So I'll leave it at that, and hopefully I'll be able to have time to discuss that today. What I'd like to talk about today is also about when you're purchasing a house, things you need to look out for, and you know, just some pointers on that, and things to be wary of as well. So one of the biggest things is when you purchase a house, you need your down payment. Well, it's not only your down payment, that's one of the biggest things, and you have to factor that in from a budget perspective. You know, you need closing costs, and you need your, and that constitutes your attorney, the title insurance, and a number of other charges and fees that you'll encounter, as well as appraisals, so on and so forth. So again, just don't think that you need your 20% for your down payment. And that's very, very important. On a similar note, another thing you need to look out for, and you got to be cognizant of, is additional money for repairs. Now, obviously, you'll get an, and even with as good as an inspector is or could be, you're still potentially going to have certain things that you're going to say, well, I need this now, I need this, I need this. And that's just the natural process when you're purchasing a house. When we sell our houses, we usually don't put, shower rods up, things like that. It's pretty bare, but we put the basic things that are necessary for a house, but everybody wants a different type of shower rod. There's a lot of different things associated with these little things that might be important or necessary that right now aren't in a house, or someone that owns a house might leave or take away or throw out. It really depends, but you always should have additional money, $1,000, $2,000, a couple thousand dollars at least, to correct or fix anything that would come up that the inspector wouldn't find, anything from plumbing issues to whatever the case may be. So that's really, really important. When you purchase a house, you gotta have a little extra. That's very, very important. The other thing is that right now you have to be very careful when you purchase a house, and you gotta make sure that you're not charging too much on your credit cards, because that's very, very important. That all goes into when they're calculating whether you are able to pay for a mortgage. And when the bank goes through its underwriting process, they look at those things. So it's very, very important that you decrease your debt. With that is that if you do have a certain amount of debt and you do get approved, you might be just at the top of the limit of affordability. And that's not something you really want to be. You want to be towards the lower end, so you have that fluff factor that in case certain things come up that you don't realize. Anything from medical bills to cars that break down to cars that you might have to get replaced, any of those types of things. So it's very, very important that when you're budgeting, you have to factor all these things in when purchasing a house. You're investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in this asset. And I always, with our company, and I always preach is to be more on the conservative side. And everybody talks about, well, I'm going to have a job, and as a result of the job, I'm going to get raises and so on and so forth. And that might be the case, but there's cost of living increases, medical insurance keeps increasing considerably, car insurance increases. There's so many things that increase, and as a result of that, you don't know. So I always preach to be more on the conservative side when you purchase a house, what you could afford and what you're able to pay. If you could only take one thing or a couple of things out of this radio show, I talk about being conservative with money and to be wary of it, because you just never know. And that's the thing. It's not what you see that's going to hurt you. It's what you don't see that's going to hurt you, really. And those are the things that come up that you're like, wow, I'd even think about that. And you never know. You just, no matter how much or how well you plan, that is very, very important. So let me close out this segment. I will be back shortly. Again, if you need to sell your house fast for cash, you could always give us a call at 973-240-8593. Or also, if you need a realtor, please give us a call as well. Okay, I'll see you in a few. Thanks.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. T-E-M-P-L-A-R BuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zappi, Managing Partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You could reach us at 973-240-8593. Again, that's 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R CashForHouses.com. That's one word. And if you'd like to either list your house with a realtor, give us a call. Or if you want to sell your house fast for cash, please give us a call as well. We'd be more than happy to help you. And we're always taking on new clients. My team is ready and willing. So I'd like to get back to where I was speaking before about different things that you have to look out for when you're ready to purchase a house. And some of these, even a existing homeowner could look into and maybe use as well. So it's not just for someone that's going to buy their house, a new house. Next thing is if you're self-employed, again, that's always a challenge with banks and the underwriters. Because with a self-employed individual, there's always ways of manipulating numbers to make it look better or worse, depending on the situation, depending on what you want to do. So, you know, if they see something, you know, there's always those questions associated with it. Is this a real number or not? Because there's always ways of manipulating numbers in accounting. There always is. And that's the reason why sometimes it's a challenge when you're self-employed to get certain types of loans. But there's always different loans out there for individuals that are self-employed. And it's no docs, which is no documentation. There's certain things like that that rely on really what your assets are, what your credit history is, so on and so forth. But it's not the end of the world if you're self-employed and you need to get a home mortgage. There's always programs out there associated with that. Next thing is when you're looking for a house, it's almost like a full-time job. Between looking on possibly Zillow, talking to your agent, going out to the different houses, it's really a full-time job basically. And it's sometimes challenging, it's debilitating sometimes, frustrating. Especially if you're putting in bids and you're getting outbid as a result of that, that's always frustrating. And especially in this market, depending on the town you're in, there's multiple bids going in, and as a result of that, it could be very, very frustrating. You know, the other thing is that you're always looking on Zillow, you're looking for that perfect house, and then all of a sudden there's not enough houses in a particular town. You're looking at other towns, you know, you're going out on these different visits, and you know, the stress also associated with putting a bid in, hopefully you're going to get it. If you get turned down as a result of that, then you know, like I said, there's a lot of frustration, especially nowadays with this. And that's, you know, something that is just the way the market is right now, especially. Not that normally it isn't a full-time job, it is, it's just the way it is now. It really exasperates a situation that's just very tedious and time consuming. Next thing, which I'm not going to belabor on because I've talked about it before, is just to make sure you have a good realtor. One thing I will say, and I brought it up a long time ago, is when you're dealing with a realtor or other professionals, I highly recommend not picking a friend. And it's just better to have a friendship than a business relationship and a friendship, because usually something goes sideways. And, you know, if there's a problem, then all of a sudden, what do? You know, you sever the friendship, or, you know, sever both the friendship and the business relationship if there is a problem. So, again, if you have a friend that is a realtor, I would just go with someone else. And I think it's for the best. And you could just tell them that. Say, listen, in case something goes sideways, I don't expect it to. I value your friendship more than the relationship. And they should understand that. And if they don't, well, then maybe you have to question their friendship as well. Because it's not about the money, really. It's about the friendship in the end. So, again, even with CPAs, attorneys, so on and so forth, that's just something that it's best if you have just a clear business relationship with. Next thing is, we've spoken about before also, is pre-approval. That's very important, because when you're putting in these bids, a lot of homeowners want to see that you're pre-approved. They're not going to go with you if you're not pre-approved, even if you have the winning number or the winning bid per se. And that's very, very important. So you definitely need to get pre-approved beforehand, especially in a competitive environment. That's more so. That is a big thing. You know, if the market's not good, pre-approval's still important, but it's not as important. But nowadays, the way it is, it's very, very, very important. So please take heed to that. Next thing has to do with if you're going to purchase a flipped home. So depending on who does the flip, you know, it could be good, it could be cosmetically fine. You know, there's a lot of variations in it, and that's always a challenge. And you obviously have to have a good inspector, but again, inspectors don't catch everything. Now, the houses we've done, you know, a lot of individuals come in, realtors come in, say, you know, Joe, I've seen a lot of houses and a lot of flips, and they're not as good a quality as yours. And yeah, I said, yeah, we put a lot of money into it. But even with that said, we are fixing things that we see, that we experience, that our inspectors look at and find as well. That doesn't mean there's other things out there that we don't know about. And that's the challenge that we have. We don't live in the house. We have our teams go in, they fix the stuff, enhance it, change it, whatever the case may be. But we don't live there, so we don't know if certain things might happen. You know, if we have a lot of dry spells, and if it rains a lot, all of a sudden we get water in the basement. You know, that's happened before, but what happens if it was just a dry spell and there was no rain? And we wouldn't catch that, and we wouldn't obviously fix it if we didn't know about it. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we have as flippers. You know, we had a house that we kept for a really long time because of COVID and the township. So we kind of experienced a lot of things with that, with rain, water coming in. We were able to correct them. But even with the amount of time that we held the house, we weren't there living there. So, you know, we didn't use the toilets that much, the plumbing system, so on and so forth. So we don't know if there's potential issues. We did a good review of it, but in the end, I can't say 100%. And some of the individuals that do flips, you know, they'll say the same thing. Especially if, you know, if we go into a flip and we're in done within 2 months and then we put it up for sale, you know, we don't know everything, and neither does anybody else. So that's just something to be wary of. Again, certain individuals just do very cosmetic things and you really don't know that there's underlying issues. That's the problem. But when we purchase a house, we try to go through it as detailed as possible and check everything out and make sure that we put out a good product. But that can't always be said of everybody else. The other thing is location. We all know location, location, location for real estate. Especially, you know, you purchase a house, you want to make sure it's based on your lifestyle and what you're looking for. You know, if you want to go shopping, do long walks, you know, have it downtown, you got to look at all those things. There was a study done recently on all these individuals that purchase houses, and a higher percentage than normal have some buyer remorse as a result of it, because they just jumped into a house, they really didn't look at it in terms of the location, what they wanted, what the house offered, so on and so forth. So now you have these individuals that are not happy. And I said that a while back, probably May or June, saying that individuals are just buying houses. And there's going to be individuals that are going to say, well, I didn't like this, and maybe I'm not accustomed to this, and I shouldn't have done it. And it's coming to fruition on that. The other thing is, obviously, when you're looking at a house, make sure you check the basement out. That's one of the biggest things you need. The foundation is one of the most important parts of the house. And if you have a good inspector, you could feel confident to some degree about that. Again, you got to have a good inspector. You got to have a good individual that's going to do a tank sweep. The inspector's usually going to do for radon tests. They're going to do for termites and rodents and things like that. Those are all very, very important things that you need done with the house. And it's very, very important. The other thing is, if you're purchasing a townhome or a condo, make sure you know the condo fees associated with it. Make sure you understand that. Make sure you understand, you know, even looking at their budget a little bit, what they're going to be doing in the next couple of years, because they might put a surcharge on your HOA fees for certain things that need to be done. I know way back when, this was maybe 15 years ago, we got a lot of snow, and my ex-wife, she had a surcharge for snow removal, and that was for over the next X amount of months. There was a surcharge. Now that you can't plan for, but there might be other things like new roof or other types of things that they didn't factor in, or they should have factored in, and there's going to be a surcharge associated with that. Some of that you could determine, some of that you cannot. But make sure you understand the HOA fees and the bylaws associated with it. When you go into a new HOA, homeowners association, you will probably be charged an additional amount of money, you know, possibly $1,500 as someone that's joining it. So that's in the bylaws, so you can't go around that. Again, the other thing that's important is to make sure you understand those bylaws. Make sure your attorney has those bylaws. Make sure that they request the bylaws. And we had an agent that was stating that, you know, buying a condo for one of our clients, you know, representing them. And the agent for the seller says, you don't need the bylaws right now. Wait till you purchase it, then you'll get them. And that's not the case at all. Do not under any circumstance do that. And this individual was representing it that that's the norm. Again, that's not the norm, or you shouldn't be. You should always be understanding those things. The other thing is, surveys are very, very important. Please get a survey done. We were going to purchase a house, and before we ran the survey, the woman said to us, she says, yes, I have a deck and it's half on someone else's lot. It was just like that's the way it is. And so, you know, please be careful about that, because you're going to have to take down the deck if that's the case. The other thing, which all homeowners should do, existing ones as well as anyone that's purchasing it, is to look up on Google, and this is for New Jersey or any state, would be like New Jersey Sex Offender Internet Registry. So if you Google that, you're going to see any sexual offenders in your neighborhood or in your town. And if you're, you know, single, you know, and you're especially a woman or something, you want to know about those things. So you could just Google that and you'll be able to see any sexual offenders in the area. I'd highly recommend everyone do that, no matter what. Well, I got to close out the session, and I'd like to thank you very much. You could call us at 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. Thank you very much. God bless and take care. Bye.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
The preceding program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.